Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Guys, week one is officially done. Wow, that rhymed. Modern day Dr. Seuss over here. But big weekend, guys.
Johan practiced that, by the way.
I did not.
Fifth time's a charm.
Tenth time. But no, big week one, a lot of interesting outcomes. So let's get to it.
All right. The first game we're going to talk about is the Packers-Bears Thursday night shit show.
A snoozer.
Yeah.
No, I didn't get to watch this game. So
you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm like, I didn't get to watch it because I got out of work late. But I heard I didn't miss anything.
No, you didn't. It was a real defensive game. 10-3 Packers win on the road against the Bears. Yeah. Nothing of note offensively. Just a good defense.
I can tell you what's of note. Mitchell Trubisky throwing the ball 45 times.
Yeah, it's not a plan to win a game. It's to let him throw the ball 45 times.
The Bears with their Charlotte Bobcat offense and their dream team defense.
Averaging 10 yards of completion for Mitchell Trubisky. That's not good.
I guess some positive results for them, though, is that Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
They got him last year. He seems to be playing a lot better this year, 7 for 102.
Looked like a real number one.
102. So that's nice, but I think – so I got a lot of my stuff off Twitter, at least like what people thought. And one of the things that I saw that was interesting was that – and this is also my fantasy scumbag part. I really need David – I like David Montgomery a lot, but it seemed like – I saw like the rush – the six runs that he had, there were some that didn't even go for long. They weren't even like 4-yard, 5-yard gains, but he was elusive. And it seemed like at least two or three defenders had to tackle him for each carry. And it was really impressive. And they gave him the ball six times. And Matt Nagy needs to stop being a smartass.
Yeah, the game plan. That's
basically what I got from this game.
The game plan put in place was, it was not good. You can't utilize a talented backfield and rely on Trubisky to throw your way to a victory. That's not a plan for success.
And it doesn't even really make sense because it's not like the Bears were losing by a lot.
Yeah, it's not like they were playing catch up. It was a one possession game from kickoff.
And I think you're at home. I think this is the first time I remember listening. I forgot which podcast, but this is the first time that Aaron Rodgers has thrown a touchdown in
Chicago since 2015.
Random baseball news: Christian Yelich is out for the year. That's crazy.
Did that just get announced?
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. Fractured right kneecap after fouling ball off his leg tonight. But back to the this game. What was I gonna say?
My favorite baseball player.
I got distracted. But
about Aaron Rodgers.
But your defense is at home. Aaron Rodgers throws a touchdown for the first time at Soldier Field in four years.
Since 2015, week one.
Yeah, which is a crazy stat.
Yeah.
And I mean, you have everything going for you. You don't have to abandon the run. You can play comfortably. Like the Bears defense is the beauty of the Bears defense is that they can win you the game.
You could argue they pretty much won in this game, holding Aaron Rodgers to 10 points. The freaking Bears offense just didn't want it.
Guess you got to be better than that. Got to be better than 10 points.
Well, I would hope most teams are better than 10 points on offense.
Well, the Bears aren't apparently. Real defensive game there. Let's go on to a game that surprised a lot of people, but I guess not Hayden. The Titans won 43-13.
I told you,
in the
bitches.
Browns' home season opener.
There's always the disappointment with the hype team to start the year. They get a little too cocky. I mean, I think the Browns are going to be fine, but like, the pick wasn't necessarily hating on them. It was just the fact you go into a season with so much hype, there's bound to be a letdown, and of course that happened here, and they got smashed.
Y'all remember a few years ago when Philadelphia supposedly had a dream team? Like, it was like years ago.
The Chip Kelly offense?
It was, I don't remember who it was, but they had a bunch of players.
It was the Chip Kelly offense. It was when Nick Foles quarterback.
Yeah, but they had a bunch of players that joined the team, and they're like a dream team. And this is what I feel like it'll be, except, see, here's my thing, right? I think the Browns will be okay. Like, in 3 years, I can see them being a solid team. It's just that Freddie Kitchens is a first-year head coach, right? And he coached Baker like what, 6 or 7 weeks. That's fine. But you know, teams study, they look at film, they can find out what you, and there's just so much pressure on Cleveland that they brought upon that maybe they didn't ask for. They kind of brought it upon themselves with Baker going out and doing interviews and stuff where he's talking about Daniel Jones and stuff. And you're creating a lot of high expectations. And they're not a team that really right now needs to be
drawing attention to
themselves. Like, they need to win games first.
Yeah, his $200,000 really watch.
And there's the thing is, did you guys know they had 18 penalties in the whole game?
200 yards, I think, worth of
penalties. 182.
182. It was like 200 yards, yeah.
They and concluded. I didn't see the video of this, but apparently a Browns player kicked someone in the face or something.
He got ejected. He stomped on somebody's head.
Yeah, I did.
Dude, 18 penalties.
I'm assuming he'll get suspended.
Five personal foul penalties and an ejection.
And I'm trying to find where it was, what time of the game. But there was a certain point where it went pick, pick, punt, pick six for Baker.
I think it was the fourth.
We're throughout his four drives. We're picks.
It was the fourth quarter.
It was bad. Like,
that was the end of the game.
Like, that is absolutely crazy. Like, you come out, and Tennessee's defense, like,
they have a good defense.
Yeah, they have a good defense. I hope people don't think that because their offense is bad or their offense has been bad, it doesn't mean – no, their defense is really good. But, man, like, for all the hype you have, for all the talent you have, 13 points at home, it's kind of sad.
Just to give you some stat rundowns, I mean, this game was played exactly how the Titans like to play. Marcus Mariota only passed 24 times, 14 completions, 248 yards. Three touchdowns, no picks. He only had a quarterback rating of a 53 out of 100, but that's all he has to do for them to win games. And his completions per yards is helped because he got a 75-yard touchdown from Derrick Henry. But I mean, Derrick Henry got 20 carries, 84 yards, a touchdown. Their defense scored three touchdowns.
I think this should just say it all. Delanie Walker was
Delanie
their
Walker
leading receiver. But kudos to him because he was hurt.
Receiver. AJ Brown was the leading receiver. 3 for 100.
But no, I just meant more receptions. Like,
Got the 55, 2 touchdowns.
Which, you know, kudos to him because he got injured last year.
Snapped his leg right now.
And look at him, a 35-year-old coming back. And at the end of the game in the post-game interview saying, "We are who they thought they were." And
that's a great quote.
And it's a true statement, man. Like, you can hype up Baker, Odell, and all of them. The only proven player on the Browns is Odell.
Yeah.
And even then, he's only played in one playoff game in his career. Like,
he doesn't really know success playing for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, so there's a lot that this Browns team is going to learn, and they're going to have to go through a lot. And it, you know, with this loss, they can either go up, or this loss just shows us what the season is going to be like, a bunch of overhype. And it's Cleveland. Like, I hope people realize that you don't change decades of of just tragic play in one season.
History means something.
Yeah, so.
And just to wrap up this game, Baker Mayfield's stat line, he was 25 of 38, 285, a touchdown, 3 picks, including 2 pick sixes, and a 27 out of 100 quarterback rating.
And the thing is that
he got sacked 5 times for 41 yards.
So I think they scored their first drive, right?
They did. They scored their opening drive. And
they scored in their opening drive. Everyone was excited. Missed the opening field goal, man.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know how the Browns are going
to move on to the next game, which the Ravens won in their home opener against Miami, 59-10. I feel kind of bad saying that score. I mean, we don't need to spend a lot of time on this.
Wait, where are the Ravens? I thought the Ravens were away.
They were away.
Was this away?
Yeah.
I was away. Yeah. My bad. The Dolphins at home lost 59-10. There were rumors coming out of the Dolphins organization. Players want out. They're contacting their agents, demanding trades. It's not good for the Dolphins.
It's disgusting. And Baltimore has absolutely no business putting up 59 on any team.
Yeah. Especially when Lamar Jackson.
No team in the NFL has business putting up 59 against any other team.
Yeah. If you heard the Baltimore Ravens hung 60 on somebody, you would have thought Lamar Jackson had 300 yards rushing. But he only ran 3 times for 6 yards.
Which I think it's good because
it's good. Look, he definitely showed his passing ability.
He's not the greatest passer, all right. No. For as much as I'm on board with he's not a running back thing, because it really did piss me off that people like he's a receiver. I'm like, shit. I need Josh Allen to be the great. Josh Allen might be the greatest tight end the NFL has ever seen if they switch positions. But you know, Lamar's a pretty good quarterback. But this is a little I don't know. I don't want to say he's the greatest passer, but it was good, and I think that. Maybe Lamar needed a performance like this after what we saw in the Chargers game.
Yeah.
Because that Chargers game last year was not brutal. Pretty.
It was really brutal for him.
And I think that him getting just looking good in these with the throws and everything, I think it's what he needed. It's what the offense needed, because you know, they're not exactly the highest scoring offense. Their defense is truly their strong point, but they had a lot of explosive plays, too. I mean, Hollywood Brown, he only played, 12 snaps?
He played 12 snaps.
Four receptions, 147 yards, two touchdowns. Mark Andrews, 8 for 108 and 1. Willie Snead, 2 for... I mean, other than Mark Andrews, everybody... And Mark Andrews doesn't even play that much. Like, he didn't have many snaps. Like, a lot of the plays were very explosive plays that you're not going to see happen on the regular.
No, but I mean, it's definitely a good start to the season, though, to build that momentum early on.
No, it is. It's good for momentum. Also, can we just talk about the fact that in a blowout, Josh Rosen, I think, got in the last drive?
He did. Going 1 for 3 for 5 yards.
I don't know what the Dolphins are doing. I guess, do you not want to see what you have in – what do you risk?
I don't know, in, man. I really don't know what that team is doing outside of tanking.
Because in a tank, you at least want to see if you have something in some players.
You need to evaluate your assets.
Like, you know, you give them some run or something like that. You let players go out and, like, you know what Ryan Fitzpatrick is. Like, we all know who Ryan Fitzpatrick is. We all know how he plays. We all know what he does. Josh Rosen played for one of the most abysmal offenses that the NFL has seen. That team was horrible.
Yeah, it was one of the worst offenses the NFL's ever had.
So, I mean... You know, might as well let Josh Rosen try something and see what he could do. And you give him one pass for three, or you give him one attempt for 3 yards. I don't know. It's a mess. They're disgusting. And I don't know what Brian Flores or any of them are doing. So,
just to give some rundown on the stat line for Lamar Jackson: 17 of 20, 324 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Who can do the quick math? How many yards per attempt?
I don't know how many yards per attempt, but he averaged a touchdown every 4 pass attempts.
I have a calculator.
He had a 99.4 quarterback rating, which is almost perfect.
TI-84?
20 yards per – it's 19. It's actually my financial calculator, so 19 yards per attempt.
A fun fact for you guys. Lamar Jackson had a perfect passer rating, which makes him the first quarterback in Ravens history with a perfect passer rating and the youngest player in NFL history with a perfect passer rating.
Yeah. I forgot where – well, do y'all remember, like, some weeks ago, I think it was CBS Sports, they put out something – where they're like, for as bad as everybody thinks that Lamar Jackson is, he had like a higher passer rating than a bunch of players.
Yeah.
Oh, their rookie seasons. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited to see what Lamar does, because I think he's a very excited player.
I am too.
Hopefully, he becomes a better passer. And
All right. The next game we're going to talk about, the Falcons losing to the Vikings 20-12 in a game. The score indicates the game was closer than it was.
He scored garbage time points.
If I remember correctly, Calvin Ridley, I think, caught like a touchdown at the end of the game.
Yeah, these were 12 garbage time points. This was an absolute masterclass by the Minnesota Vikings in how to beat the Falcons.
Well, the Falcons kind of beat themselves, too. Being honest, Matt Ryan had some bad interceptions. They had that – was it a blocked punt? Something like that.
Yeah, the Falcons' first drive ended with a block punt.
So, I mean,
getting the Vikings the ball at the 15.
It did not look good for the Falcons all around. And then they had one play where they left out their top three playmakers in the red zone.
Yeah.
And it was.
You
know,
you really have to wonder what they're doing on offense.
Also, I mean, look, week 3 of preseason, you want your players to get a good drive. And Kirk Cousins, I mean, in limited play, 8 for 10, 98 yards, 1 touchdown. This man played a full game and had went 8 for 10, 98 yards and a touchdown. It was a bad game. That should indicate everything you need to
that,
know about
that
game.
To me, that looks like a Russell Wilson stat line. That's what you see out of the Seahawks.
Yeah, except I could see Russell Wilson throwing 3 touchdowns with in 10 pass attempts.
They had 38
2 to Tyler Lockett.
38 running attempts as a team for 172, 3 touchdowns. I mean, this was just they're going to run the ball no matter what happens.
Yeah, and Dalvin Cook looked pretty good in his return. I mean, 21 for 111 and 2 touchdowns. I mean, the Falcons are the Falcons are pretty bad against the run.
They're very bad against the run.
Yeah, so they're weak.
Did you guys see the Vic Beasley play?
Yeah.
Yes.
Trying to tackle Kirk Cousins.
I mean, sometimes Kirk Cousins is too elusive, man.
Oh, my goodness. That was bad.
Dude. Nah, man, I understand.
I don't even know if Vic Beasley could have tackled Eli Manning there. Like, my goodness.
Look, I get it, bro. Kirk Cousins is a pretty elusive quarterback. You got to be careful.
Did you see the footwork? Do you see the little shimmy he gave? Masterclass.
Yeah, not many people can do that. I think we all need to look out for Beasley. Dual threat QB Kirk Cousins.
Vic Beasley, you need to get cut.
Which is crazy because like 3 or 4 years ago, he was like the leader in sacks.
Another overrated Clemson pass rusher.
Shots. But, I mean, I don't know. I still believe in the Falcons' offense.
Yeah, I mean, you can't write them off after – there's some teams you can't write off after 1 week. We'll have to see. The Falcons get the Eagles next, and that – if the Falcons start 0-2, it's not looking good.
But here's the thing, right? And we'll talk about this a little more. I think that the Falcons, they'll be able to pass the ball. They'll be able to make some movement on the Eagles' offense.
They will. That's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah, and at home at the Dome at the Mercedes-Benz. So.
Home sweet Dome.
Sunday night football, but yeah, I still like their chances. I think that, you know, week one can be ugly, and I think that one thing we're all going to learn, and we've all learned if you watch football enough, is that week one is full of extreme overreactions. Shit, week 4, week really? 5 can be full of overreactions.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what week it is, but, you know, the season goes on, and we'll see. For me, I think more interesting is man, are the Vikings actually legit this year? Because last year, I mean, they were rough. And, I mean, any team that decides that Kirk Cousins only needs 10 passes is a team that you could support because he's average as it comes.
The more you limit Kirk Cousins' involvement, the better.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook is
– they're just as talented as the team that made it to the NFC Championship a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I mean,
they might be more talented.
And if Dalvin Cook stays healthy
– it's still they're still just as talented, if not more.
But I think they play in Lambeau against the Packers next week. That'll be a test.
If Dalvin Cook can stay healthy, I think this could be a really good team.
Yeah. We're going to move on now. A game I don't think any of us watched. Buffalo Bills, New York Jets in New York.
No, but Buffalo won it. Look at that. One win closer to the playoffs is my prediction becoming true.
This was a higher scoring equivalent to the opening day game between Packers-Bears. Defensive struggle. Really poor offenses, 8 total turnovers, and
yeah, but those defenses.
Buffalo pulls a 17 point comeback out.
I honestly have nothing to say about this game. Yeah, I mean, I
was keeping up with the game the whole time.
I have no clue.
I kept up with this game because of Le'Veon Bell fantasy value.
Hey, John Brown, 7 for 123 and a touchdown.
I'm gonna say right now, having Josh Allen pass 37 times. Isn't a recipe for success. And having Sam Darnold pass 41 times, also not a recipe for success.
Yeah, I didn't watch this game. Basically, the only thing I get out of this is that, you know, the defenses are still solid. And
yeah.
I mean, I that's what I think will lead the Bills to the playoffs is their defense. So, you know.
Yeah. But, the concerning thing to me, Josh Allen had 4 turnovers on his own. 2 picks, one of them pick 6, and 2 fumbles.
Yeah, it's their offense is going to be weird, man. That Bills offense is they're in the same boat, I guess, as Baltimore, where both their defenses are great.
You could say they're in the same boat as the Chicago Bears.
I think the Bears are a better comparison.
Yeah,
considering the Ravens,
the Ravens have
59.
A far superior offense than the Bears and the Bills.
But, I mean, Josh Allen did have to throw because the game started off with the Jets winning 16-0 until the Bills came back, which is really sad. 16-point lead in the third quarter, and you lose it. Ugh. Yeah, I don't know. I have
that
nothing
was
else to say because this
Sam
isn't
Darnold
a game I really cared for.
Sam Darnold had a fumble at his own 20, which is kind of what doomed them. But, I mean, we don't need to talk much about that game. We can move on. Washington Redskins, they lose their home opener to the Eagles, giving up a 17-point comeback.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yeah.
I did not see much of this game either, but I know Deshaun Jackson went off with those
two. Yeah, Deshaun Jackson had a game.
Long touchdown passes.
Carson Wentz, 20 for 39 for 313 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yep.
Look at that.
Very good game.
And then Darren Sproles leading in yardage. It's crazy.
47 rushing yards leads the team. They did not have a good rushing game. But again, the rushing, it wasn't like they were doing poor rushing. They averaged 4 yards a carry. It was just kind of game planned out because if you're down 17, you can't run the ball.
For me, I think this game just indicates that if Case Keenum can throw for 380 and 3 on you,
their
defense is going to be is, and that's why I said that I like the Falcons bouncing back. I still think that the Eagles could probably win, and we'll talk about that later. But their defense is a weak point, and they're going to need Deshaun Jackson to have performances like that. But you know, Carson Wentz played well. Their offense is good, so they'll be fine, I think.
With this game, there is one specific injury I want to talk about. Darius Geis suffered an unknown knee injury not the knee he tore his ACL in last year, his other knee, which x-rays were negative, so it wasn't a tendon tear, but he will miss time.
Yeah, it kind of sucks because he got injured last year in the preseason, and you really hate seeing...
He's just one of those players who... He's going to struggle with injuries. And knowing his history, I wouldn't be surprised to see him go on IR in the next few days.
Yeah. And the weird thing is that AP wanted to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, but now they're going to have to play him. He was a healthy scratch, and now he's going to end up getting the workload like he did last year. So.
Hey, he could handle it last year, surprisingly. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of impressive. I think he got to 1,000 yards last year.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, that's really impressive at his age.
Continues to be the best running back of the 21st century. I said it. I mean,
it's listen, him or the Damien.
I think Damien more Thomas he's like the last.
One I would choose, but like, I don't have the stats to back everything up, so I can't really get in a spirited debate right now. But I would say LaDainian Tomlinson to be it for me.
They both are the last two running backs to win MVPs. We'll move on, though. The Rams winning at Carolina 30-27 in a hard-fought, messy game.
I didn't watch the game, but my fantasy score and all analysis led me to believe that Cam Newton sucked.
He did suck. Me and Hayden talked about that.
This is one of those games where from both sides you could tell that because neither – offense really that much preseason action.
Neither so and Jared Goff sucked too.
So you could tell there was a bunch of sloppiness all around.
Yeah.
The Rams were controlling the game in the first half because the Panthers were making mistakes. That got them out to their lead. But in the second half, the Panthers did start to settle in a little bit to the offense. But I mean, this game, I don't know. I'm happy the Panthers made it competitive, but I really don't think you can judge these teams from this game alone. Because they're just it's these teams weren't playing at their best, so I think
Cam's been hurt. I think Greg Olsen's is hurt a little. I do think that if you're a Rams fan, I think that you should be happy with this.
If you're a Rams fan, getting a road win in Carolina, that's not easy to do. So.
Yeah, and I think that you know with the matchup you have coming up next week, it's good to see two things: two of your players who were injured last year. Todd Gurley, 14 for 97, and a catch for 4 yards. But still, he's, you know, if 14 for 97 is pretty efficient on the running 7 yards a carry. I mean, that's good to see. He played, I think, 50-something snaps. So with all the reports saying that they're cutting down his workload and everything, I think that even though Todd Gurley's workload isn't as heavy as it once was, it's still good to see that he's extremely efficient. And Cooper Kupp, 7 for 46. I think both are showing that, you know, even though they were banged up last year, that they're still pretty you know, and efficient.
I do feel like we have to talk about Christian McCaffrey because he had a monster game.
He was really the player that kept the Panthers in this.
Yeah, 128 yards rushing on 19 carries, 2 touchdowns, and then he had 10 receptions for 81 yards. He was the leading receiver and rusher for the whole game. I mean, that just shows his value to this Panthers offense.
Do you guys not get scared? Because I guess Christian McCaffrey is considered to be undersized. Do any of y'all get scared that his usage is going to catch up?
Well, okay, the thing is, McCaffrey, when I watch him play, he doesn't really take big hits. He's smart about how he, like, lands and when to get down and everything. So I do think he's fine, and he's actually not as small as what you would think he is. I think he's, like, 109 or 209 pounds, which isn't that small.
205.
But, I mean, that's not terrible for a running back. And like I said, he's smart with how he takes his hits.
I think it's just that he gets a heavy, heavy workload. Like he played every single snap, and like, you know, you like seeing players like that, but at the same time, regardless of who it is, it still kind of concerns me. I'm like, at some point, all that is going to catch up to a player.
I mean, you can say that. The way I look, he's had one of the highest usage rates in the league the past 2 seasons, and he's yet to miss a game to injury. So,
yeah,
you can say it's going to catch up to him, but it has in the past 2 seasons. So,
I mean, there's no reason
to believe it will now.
What you're saying would be nice to have someone be able to step up whenever McCaffrey needs a break or something. But, I mean, if McCaffrey's producing every down, why would you want to take him out?
No, that's true. No, I'm just saying, like, I think that, like, for me, it's guys like him and Alvin Kamara and Saquon. Not really Saquon, but him and Alvin Kamara just, I don't know, they're smaller players in a way, but it just, they play a lot.
I'm interested, why would you say not Saquon? Because Saquon led the league in usage rate last year.
I would say Saquon over Alvin Kamara. Yeah, I'd say
Saquon may face, because Saquon has the worst offensive line. He takes the bigger hits because he's used as a power back, not as a speed back, like Kamara or McCaffrey.
Yeah, but his team sucks, so it's not like he's going to be running the ball all the time.
If anything, that means he gets the ball more. He leads the league in usage.
I mean, he only had 15 touches this week, so.
Kamara and McCaffrey, they at least have capable quarterbacks of throwing the football. Yeah. Meanwhile, Eli Manning, not so much. On the Giants,
outside of Saquon.
I don't know. I still think that I think some point, either this year or next year, I think the Panthers need to, because. Do you guys think? Also, I guess this is just rumor. Do y'all think that Christian McCaffrey is going to get a big running back deal or a big deal?
Of course he will.
Yeah, but it's going to be a minute before that happens. Because he's only on year 3 of a 5-year deal.
I know, but what I'm saying is like he's in the same position as Zeke in a way, where he's literally the offense. The offense goes through him. So I'm just wondering if he'll ever...
I would make an argument I would rather have McCaffrey than Zeke.
No, that's fine, because one's a lot more versatile.
One doesn't have character issues.
You could bring that up too. McCaffrey's but on the field,
a fat deal. Considering the fact he's a wide receiver and a running back. Like, he's a good wide receiver, too.
I don't know, man. The running back, I feel bad for running backs in a way, because I think that their contracts are getting lower and lower for guys that are used a lot. And I think McCaffrey's one of those guys that I think that, I don't know. I feel
McCaffrey
just part of,
has more value than what Zeke has, in my opinion. Because
my feeling is that at some point, all his workload is going to catch up to him.
Well, let's hope it doesn't.
But basically, to sum it up, Christian McCaffrey, a beast, and
well worth
Cammy
the
step up.
First round pick right there. Yeah.
All right. Before we move on to the next game, the one injury in relation to this game, me and Hayden saw it on TV. Yeah. Rams safety Eric Weddle took a cleat to the face and suffered a head laceration. He's considered day to day and will most likely play in the next game.
Yeah, it definitely looked worse than what it actually was. Because Rams are going to need everybody next game. Hurdle, cleats went right into Eric Weddle's face. But, I mean, hopefully, and it's a good thing he's only day to day and he's fine. Because, like I said, it did look really bad on TV. All
right, moving to the next game. Kansas City Chiefs take the win at the Jacksonville Jaguars, 40-26. I think we all kind of expected this. There's almost no defense that can keep up with Mahomes.
I would say, I wasn't expecting 40 out of the Chiefs. I will say that.
Yeah.
Okay, no. I expected the Chiefs to be able to hang some points, but 40.
I mean, Mahomes, 25 for 33, 378, and 3 touchdowns. I mean, he didn't even get sacked.
Yeah.
And,
he did tweak his ankle, though. So
yeah.
That was something to watch. Talked about. He was diagnosed with a mild ankle sprain day-to-day. Not going to miss time. And the injury.
Yeah, Nick Foles.
Foles, season-ending injured reserve.
Broken clavicle, right?
Shattered collarbone. The Aaron Rodgers injury.
There's a decent bit. I'm sure you'll get into all the broken clavicles, but there were a few this week.
Yeah, I don't know, man. The Jags, I thought they were
You could say a lot of the game plan for the Jags defense did kind of go astray when they gave up. I think they gave up 50 yards in penalties on one play, including Miles Jack getting ejected.
Jeez.
Punching a dude.
Yeah.
Or swinging.
No, he open hand slapped somebody.
The Jags, like I said, they were in the last podcast, they're the team that I thought would impress. But now without Nick Foles, I just don't know how they get it done.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're saying. Gardner Minshew, man, 22 for 25. Goodness 275, gracious, two touchdowns and one pick.
Gardner Minshew?
That's pretty impressive.
I love that last name and the first name. I'm a fan now.
Where is he from?
Gardner Minshew. Washington State. He was Washington State, yeah.
Man.
Oh, my God.
I hope he does things. I really do.
Yeah. Well, he looks like he does things to little kids.
Oh God!
Okay.
The stash and everything, bro. He's got the pedo stash.
Oh, he looks like he's 45. He looks like Barstool Big Cat, but not fat.
Did y'all see that they put up his picture with Brady? Like one of these guys is 23, and the other one's 43, something like that. Yeah. Or 25,
oh gosh! I see what you mean. Yikes!
Him and Brandon McManus have the same facial hair.
Ugh. But yeah, I mean the Jags. I'm not saying the season is over, but
their season's not. It's week one. You said yourself. Yeah. It's the season of the week.
Well, okay, but when you lose your quarterback, I feel like you're allowed to overreact.
That's fair. Okay. I think we also need to talk about. You know what, Nick? I did say I had a player of the week. I'm gonna change him.
Ooh. Oh, don't tell us now,
Gardner Minshew.
No, you guys can probably tell if I said from this game.
This game, but just wait.
Yeah, it
just
definitely
wait.
Relates.
Just wait.
I don't know why. But
I think I know.
Oh,
who
also,
it is,
we forgot about about another big injury. Unless we lead up to it, Tyreek Hill. Yeah, that's my bad.
Before we go on to the
bearing the lead,
he was a clavicle too, right?
No, it wasn't. So the injury he suffered was similar to the. I know you guys don't know about it. The Packers receiver Jake Kumerow. It's something to deal with the shoulder, with the ball of your biceps bone. I don't know what it's called. The way it positions inside the socket. It's a really rare injury, and usually recovery time is 6 to 8 weeks, and if he chooses to have surgery, it would land him on IR, but not season-ending. So they'll decide in the next few weeks.
Johan is crossing his fingers for his fans implications.
The odds are
I need him back soon.
6 weeks. I doubt they'll put him on injured reserve. But right now, he will
all
miss
I know – is that this is just off topic. I'm on the USMNT Instagram. They posted an Android quality video where this shit's moving like a GIF for a goal, and it's really pathetic. But back to the Chiefs. Yeah, no, I mean, they still have the offense.
US men's national team holding the number 5 ranked team in the world to a draw. Good job, guys.
But yeah, I think the Chiefs will still be fine. They still have the most explosive offense in the NFL. If anything, this game just takes away anywhere you have.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Do they play the Bears? I'd love to see that game.
Yes, they do.
They do play 16. That is a game I want to see. And are they at? Do the Chiefs get them at Arrowhead or? Because that's a pretty big. Get them at Soldier Field.
Yeah,
they
get them at Soldier Field.
Oh my God. Oh.
Hey, we're gonna move
they also
on.
Play the Packers too, which is an insane game.
But
yeah, we should
move
on.
But that is, oh my God, that is a game I'm gonna want to watch.
We're gonna move on here. Indianapolis Colts taking the overtime L because of the shitty overtime rules in Los Angeles against the Chargers, 30-24.
Adam Vinatieri ruining the game. Charger for the Colts.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Was it 3 missed field goals, right?
3 missed kicks and an extra point, 2 field goals, I believe.
Look at that. Look at me. 1-0, guys. My prediction, 15 games off. Just need 15 more, and I'll be correct.
Shut up.
So, for me, I think my biggest takeaway is this.
Melvin Gordon is not needed.
Yeah.
Okay, that. Sorry.
Oh, there's another takeaway. Interesting.
What? That Colts O-line is legit.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It is. They gave up 2 sacks, right? But Marlon Mack ran for 174 yards. So 25 rushes, 174 yards, 1 touchdown, right? On a Chargers D-line that's really good. There's a video of Quentin Nelson hitting Melvin Gordon. Or, oh my God, Melvin Ingram. Thank you. Melvin Ingram. And he just like, oh my God, he makes him fly. It is really bad. But no, that Colts O-line is legit. And I think that it gives them a big chance because Brissett didn't have like numbers that popped off, 190 for 2, but against this team at Los Angeles, you know, you'd
neutral site.
Yeah. Thank you. But it helps, you know. It helps knowing that you have a good O-line like that, and it gives them a chance in everything because their defense is solid. Although Darius Leonard, I think, got hurt, so that's a concern.
Considered day to day.
Okay, but yeah, I think this really if you're a Colts fan, you should be pretty encouraged with that performance. You lost, but you know, it was a pretty big performance from your team, and you took the Chargers to the wire.
Yeah. There's one more injury for this game. Chargers receiver Mike Williams suffered a right knee injury. They haven't announced a timetable for return. So he could play this week. He could go on IR. It's unknown.
Ooh, and another injury. I think this is the other broken clavicle. Funchess.
Devin Funchess, season-ending injured reserve. Shattered collarbone.
It's a bad week for Cardinals.
Even though we didn't want him. But, you know.
Because then DJ Moore wouldn't have had as many receptions. We need Curtis Samuel to start playing better. But yeah,
our next
Phillip Rivers pick. It's a crazy catch from
Malik Hooker, one hand interception.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good safety.
I was watching. That was one of the games that Red Zone was showing a lot. So
Sports Center's nice. Talking about the Panthers right now. Sorry.
You could say the Colts went from the worst offensive line to the best offensive line in the league. In the course of 4 years.
And I was going to say, and they chose the wrong time to get the best O-line.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to a fairly boring game. The Bengals losing the home opener for the Seahawks 21-20.
Bengals showed out, man.
They did. Andy Dalton, league leader in passing yards through week one. Who would have thought?
35 for 51, 418, and 2 touchdowns.
That's
that. Maybe, is it, what is it? Zach Taylor? Is that the name of
Zach
the coach?
Zach Taylor, yep.
Hey, man, maybe the NFL is onto something with hiring a bunch of Sean McVay dudes.
Yeah, the McVay offense. Andy Dalton's career.
But, I mean, it was a good performance. John Ross, 7 for 158 and 2 touchdowns. So, it was a good performance for them. Joe Mixon got hurt, though.
He did. Joe Mixon suffered a – what did I write down? Day-to-day.
Pretty sure he's day-to-day.
Mild ankle sprain. I doubt he'll miss time.
Also, kudos to DK Metcalf, 4 receptions for 89 yards. Tyler Lockett's 1 catch was for a touchdown. And Russell Wilson, I mean, 14 for 20, 196 and 2 touchdowns. Doesn't have to do much, but he's very efficient.
Nope. Efficiency is what matters.
But, yeah, I think that, Seattle's defense didn't look too good this game. And, I'm interested to see on how this season goes for both the Bengals and the Seahawks because the Bengals' offense wasn't even that bad last year, but
Hayden, any comments, concerns, questions?
No, I mean, I guess it was a little surprising it was that close, but, you know.
It is.
There's nothing really to say here.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. The Cowboys won their home opener 35-17 against the Giants. Dak Prescott looked phenomenal. Kellen Moore might be a good offensive coordinator.
Kellen Moore needs to take Jason Garrett's job is what should happen.
God, Kellen Moore.
Week one of reactions, but, ugh. Hey, man, former Boise State quarterback, can't forget those days.
Yikes. I mean, this was a pretty, I don't want to say boring game, but it was a blowout from the start. This game was decided in the early third quarter when the Giants failed the fourth down conversion.
Hey, man, Eli Manning, 30 for 44, 36 yards and a touchdown.
That stat line's better than what he actually did.
Oh, yeah, a lot of that came in garbage time.
Saquon ran it all right, though. 11 for 120.
They should have ran it
10.9
more.
10.9 yards.
Saquon's yards was on, like, one play.
Yeah, it's a little misleading. He had a 57-yard rush early in the game.
But, I mean, Dak Prescott.
Yo, the Giants are going to suck, man.
Daniel Jones made his career appearance in this. Started out with a lost fumble.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Man. It was not good.
I love the Giants.
But, I mean, nothing really happened in this game that we didn't expect, except for, I guess, Dak Prescott going off.
Yeah,
we didn't
Michael
expect
Gallup
that.
Had a very good game. 7-1.
Well, okay, Zeke was actually, I don't know, he's not showing his stats here, but he was, at least it seemed like he was held in check for the most part.
He was. They said before the game he was going to be on a snap check. He only had 13 carries for 53 yards and a touchdown, averaging 4 yards a carry. Not bad. Just put in a snap count for now.
I think for me it's kind of crazy that Michael Gallup and Amari Cooper coexisted because Dak Prescott doesn't seem like the type of quarterback that could have two receivers.
Yeah. It is still the first game.
It is still the Giants against an awful Giants defense. We'll see as the year goes on. They have a tough division.
But well, I gotta give credit to Amari Cooper because I'm pretty sure Janoris Jenkins is probably lined up on him, and he played really well.
Shout out to Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper always sucks when he's shadowed by a good corner. At least in Oakland, he was always shadowed and played like trash.
Well, the only difference is there were no other weapons in Oakland.
Jared Cook, former Gwinnett player. But, yeah, good win for the Cowboys.
Yep. Let's go on to the first tie of the season. Good job, everybody. We did it.
I don't even know how this happens.
The Lions suck.
So yeah, Lions Cardinals.
Lions Cardinals tie in Arizona.
This game was what?
27.
What was the score of the game? Like, I remember
it was 17-6 going into the fourth.
Kyler Murray pulled a rabbit out of his hat at the very end of the game.
Yeah, Kyler Murray went from should have been in the MLB to he might actually be PR right.
Maybe he'll work.
Yeah. So, Larry Legend, man.
Yeah, Larry
Legend. 8 for 113 and a touchdown. Oh, my God, man.
TJ Hockenson setting a rookie tight end record for receiving yards in his first career game. 6 for 131 and a touchdown.
Pretty good.
Matt Stafford, 27-45, 35, and 3 touchdowns. Yeah, I mean,
we don't care about media.
The emphasis of, hey, I was going to say the emphasis of all of putting up numbers and doing nothing with them. Oh, my God, man. Detroit's such a frustrating team.
They really are.
They've wasted so many good careers.
The only thing we learned from this game is overtime rules still suck and ties still suck. And Kyler Murray might be able to get it done. We don't know
yet. We'll see.
We don't know yet. Any other comments, questions, or concerns?
Nope.
No, because I don't really think...
Let's get on to
that. Yeah, this game was...
The 49ers Buccaneers, the best game of the week.
Hey, Jameis sucks. Jameis sucks.
Not even Bruce Arians can help him, man.
Three picks. Oh. He had some really bad picks. He had this pick that... Because I didn't... Look, here's the thing, right? I only watch a few games that I really like. Other than that, it's NFL Red Zone. So if my analysis is trash. But I know I did see a stupid Jameis Winston play where it was a screen play and the O lineman hits, or he's getting pressure. He just lobs it up, throws a pick that goes for a pick six. This dude sucks, bro.
He's trash.
If Bruce Arians can't help you become a better quarterback, then we've got an issue.
He's QB Whisper, man.
I mean, you've seen like Bush League quarterbacks make those kind of plays where they're going down and they just heave the ball in the air. That's like a backup QB move.
Jameis Winston will never learn. That's always been a part of his game.
I mean, it's been 4 years. That's just like, when will he learn?
He will not.
When will he learn?
He's not going to learn.
When will you learn?
And, I mean, let's be honest, too. Garoppolo. Garoppolo didn't
look good either. Jimmy didn't look good either. They both threw pick sixes. Jameis threw two of them.
Jameis Winston gave the 49ers 14 points.
It must be hard making the 49ers defense look elite, but Jameis did it.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Ronald Jones, 13 for 75. That was nice.
He got more
I guess they might have running back.
Yeah.
I think he got more yards than he got all last year.
Slightly misleading. He did have a 37-yard run in this game.
Also, Tevin Coleman banged up.
That was going to be
might be out
about.
For some weeks.
High ankle sprain. He left the stadium in a boot. he's probably going to miss a few weeks. Probably, he will miss 4 to 6 weeks.
You know, I think the weirdest thing is that the 49ers scored 31 points. That's about as many points as I expected them to score, just not in the way they should have. Like, yeah. I thought that it was going to be a legit offensive game.
Two of them were
like,
pick sixes from Akilla Weatherspoon and Richard Sherman.
I thought you know, this would be a big offensive game, and it wasn't. It was real offensive. It was just – it was really bad.
All right.
And, yeah.
Let's look at this trash game and move on to an even worse game.
Oh, yeah!
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah! Six-time champs, baby!
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Shut your damn mouth.
All right, Johan, you
the
have
the Patriots win their home opener. They win 30 seconds.
All right, I get 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. You better hurry.
Six rings, the GOAT, greatest tight end of all time, Drew Bledsoe, greatest owner of all time, greatest head coach of all time, greatest like white receivers of all time, and the greatest pothead in NFL history. That's not named Ricky Williams of all time. Who else?
Three, two, one,
get AP!
And you're done. You're done. All right.
The Steelers' offense looked absolutely inept. Their defense looked even worse.
Whack. Big Ben, whack, and a rapist. Juju, okay. Whack.
I don't have much to say about this game. The Steelers got embarrassed.
Dante Moncrief, the big trash.
Oh, you can't target Dante Moncrief 12 times in a game. No matter which team you are, you cannot do this.
Oh, my God, dude. The Steelers look like a mess.
Man. That looked bad. Again, yeah, week one, it's the week of overreactions. But that was bad. That was really bad.
No bueno.
So,
the other thing I have to state, not only did the Steelers get absolutely manhandled, they got killed with injuries in this game. TJ Watt has a hip injury. He was removed from the game, did not return. Juju got a foot injury, specifically big toe, which may be turf toe, which is really concerning. He did not return.
That happened in garbage time as well. Like
Joe Hayden did not return with a shoulder injury, and Maurice Pouncey did not return with an ankle injury, which then led to the center not snapping the ball.
Oh, yeah.
That was a perfect summarization of that game for the Steelers. Every false start on everybody but the center.
Hey, it wasn't the center's fault. It was everyone else's fault, man.
I think for me, I was like, I'm like, the Steelers, you know, first game. I think that maybe they'll be able to put something together. And they just did it, man. Philip Dorsett out here looking like a stud. Philip Dorsett had 4 for 95 and 2 touchdowns. I mean, ugh. And Josh Gordon had a pretty nice touchdown, too. It was a nice performance. Only person that didn't perform too well was Sonny Michel, but that's okay. It was kind of weird because 15 rushes for 14 yards. Kind of rough, but still faith in him. But, yeah, man, Patriots defense looked good. Their offense looked good. I'm so ready for this three-point victory against the Dolphins because shit always goes down the fan. Shit always hits the fan down there.
All right, let's move on to – you might be able to say two of the best games of the weekend. The best game of the weekend, Texans, they lost the Saints home opener 30-28. Great game.
Texans blew it.
Except if you're the Texans defensive coordinator, because then it was a shit game.
What are you doing?
Defense. They need to check down. You run prevent defense. Oh,
let him catch it deep. Just don't let him catch it in the end zone. The game's over.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, man. It was not a good call.
But I mean, Romeo Crennel. God, what are you doing, buddy?
The final few minutes of the game was crazy, though.
I'm sorry.
Hey, man, Deshaun Watson what a great player.
Romeo Crennel,
yeah,
on
like,
your way.
The Texans scoring that touchdown in two plays was insane.
Yeah. And I think that the touchdown throw, the second pass, which was a touchdown, was crazy because Deshaun Watson got hit, which was happening all night.
He got sacked six times in this game.
The Texans need to do something because they have Andrew Luck. They have Andrew Luck.
Part two
in their head, like
Andrew Luck.
They have a quarterback that has an injury history already, kind of, right? And they have a guy who's out there getting hit and thrown around and manhandled because Laremy Tunsil can't guard. There's like a sack that that Deshaun took. I forgot when it was.
Laremy
Tunsil gave it up,
and he didn't block either.
But dude, like, both went past it. The Texans need to invest because they have a great quarterback. Like, there's not many quarterback that packs that in two passes. And I get it. They have DeAndre Hopkins, one of the best receivers in the league, maybe the best receiver in the league, depending on who you ask. And it helps a lot. But like, there's not many players that you could be like, all right, can you score a touchdown for us in two plays? And they'll be like, yeah, coach, got it. I can do that. And he took some big hits. He stayed in. And I'm concerned for his health. I really am, because he's an exciting player. And it just worries me that the Texans' O-line is going to get him killed.
Hey, you got any comments on this game? Being a Taints hater?
The Texans blew it. They had the game. And they blew it. And I'm mad. That's all I have to say. All
right.
Before we move Alvin on to Kamara's the... still a beast. Michael Thomas Absolutely. Still a beast. And
yes, Michael Thomas, thank you. I won't trash you on Twitter this week. I promise.
Ted Ginn Jr. for some reason is still good. Ugh.
One day, Saints are scary, man. To my Michael Thomas trash talk on Twitter.
The Saints are scary, and I don't know.
They still look like contenders.
All right.
The one thing I'll say before we move on to this game, the six sacks are concerning. But what concerns me, Deshaun Watson was hit on 45% of his dropbacks. That is a bad number. He was 14 pass attempts of his 30. He took a hit in the pocket. That is bad. That's very bad.
No bueno.
Those are numbers Andrew Luck didn't even read.
And that's in a division where there are some pretty scary defenses.
Yeah, Jacksonville got a good defense. Titans got a good defense. The Colts got a good defense. It's not good. But let's move on. Denver Broncos. Joe Flacco. News alert. He's still trash. He still can't play.
Yeah, but the Raiders freaking won somehow. Yeah, who would have thought?
Josh Jacobs. Great game.
Yeah, great debut for the rookie right there.
The only reason Johan sits here in defeat. 0-1.
I'm so pissed.
If I'm being honest, pissed. The only reason I was invested in that game was because of Josh.
I was invested in that game was because I want Joe to lose in fantasy.
The Raiders did not look bad.
They did.
So if we're talking about it from a non-fantasy perspective, the Raiders looked pretty good.
Darren Waller, the crackhead tight end.
If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus. New Jersey only. My bad.
I don't know what that was about. But
that was our sponsor.
Raiders had the fuck AB chant too, which I thought was awesome.
That got on TV because, I don't know, ESPN's retarded.
Hey, ESPN needed to do something about that marker, and they did. Good for them.
God, thank God. Dude,
they listened to the fans.
Every time I look like, it's just first and ten.
Also, I was reading a lot on Twitter that Lou Riddick was – I didn't watch much of the Broncos game, but I did see that people were trashing Booger and Tessitore, loving the fact that Riddick was in the booth.
Get Booger McFarland off the airways, dude. God.
But
Tessitore, though. I don't know why.
Joe Tessitore and Lou Riddick are good announcers, but Booger McFarland's out here just spewing shit all night.
I think Booger McFarland's just a placeholder for when Greg Olsen retires.
I hope.
And then they're going to get Greg Olsen.
If somebody,
anybody, a home dub for Chucky.
If you can take that Twitter video of Iggy Azalea rapping live on radio and somebody calling in and telling her your shit is trash. Somebody can just Photoshop Booger McFarland in her place. I'll be happy. Tweet it at us.
But no, I mean, Joe Flacco sucks. Derek Carr, 22 for 26, 259, one touchdown. I mean, that's solid. He's, I don't know. I still don't think that the Raiders are going to be that good. But it's nice. They went at home. And Josh Jacobs.
They might get
five
more wins the whole year, maybe.
Yeah. And I think that
was very hard.
But I think they have two pretty solid offensive weapons. Three with Latero Williams, Darren Waller, and Josh Jacobs.
The Wallerish.
All right.
All
right. That is the recap for the week.
We do have a little bit of news. The injury I wanted to cover. The Raiders cornerback, Garyon Conley. Scary injury last night. It's not good. He suffered. It's reported it's a neck injury. Friendly fire from the rookie safety Jonathan Abram. Gonna go ahead and say he won't be playing next week. He was stretchered off. He looked.
Yeah, it wasn't a good injury, man. It looked bad.
My initial diagnosis: no paralyzation because he was moving his feet, moving his arms. That's good, but probably a concussion. Hopefully, he avoids any form of surgery. But scary injury.
Dr. Coppoletti over here.
Yeah, yo, once I get my VMT, y'all can actually call me Dr. Coppoletti.
Yeah, fuck that.
All right. Well,
take care of your pets.
Now, oh my God, it is time for. Do we have a sponsor for this? Like, we didn't have a sponsor. Not that we
brought to you
sponsor.
By Lowe's.
Flex Seal.
Not brought to you by Lowe's.
I thought we did have Flex Seal. I thought Flex Seal was our sponsor for this.
No, they weren't our sponsor to begin with.
No,
we can't be lying about sponsor.
They've always been our sponsor.
All right. We got an email. Now it's time for as of at the moment.
We got a cease and desist from Flex Seal.
We'll find somebody else at some point. But
brought to you by Craftsman.
Not for our fuckers. Not from Flex Seal. Phil Swift is not sponsoring this. Hasn't been, and he probably will never. Sad times.
Brought to you by McDonald's.
We could land McDonald's.
Brought to you by Tim Hortons.
All right.
What are we, Canadian?
Are we also? Do you want to talk about the Antonio Brown news at all?
Well, okay. Well, let's just put it like this.
I'll mention it quickly. There's reported. A woman has filed a sexual assault charge against Antonio Brown in a civil suit. None of it's been confirmed. It's just an accusation. So that's all we have.
And you can find both sides on Twitter right now.
You
can find the Me Too movement screaming for his head as we speak.
And apparently there's some text circulating that she's trying to set him up. So, I mean, we don't know the truth.
We have no
idea. It literally just happened like 3 hours ago.
Have you all read the emails that he sent?
Listen, man,
everything is. Did he actually send?
No. It's speculation that this is the email he sent. And man, I want to read it. I don't.
Hey, what up, bitch? What's that mouth do?
All right.
Are you gonna read it?
Not suitable for listening. NSFL, right?
Well, this is already an explicit podcast, so
it's very explicit. But if you are in a public, if you have this playing in public, I recommend you either
move it,
either that too, or play it. But be rare. I'm about to say it. Right? I'm just gonna read the opening sentence to let you know if because this is a real email, which it shouldn't be. This shouldn't be a real email. Real email, I kind of want to read the whole email. It's so good. I'm going to read the whole email, and I...
Just get on with it.
I'm going to read the whole email.
18 and under, you're not allowed to listen to this. If you listen to this, you're going to be arrested.
Supposedly he sent hate mail. Like, who sends hate mail in an email?
I know. I want to read it, emails? But I feel bad because this is so bad. You know what? I'm reading it all.
Yeah, you have to. Go ahead.
Subject.
Your discretion
and
is
no subject. This is this is so not listenable. You can't listen to this in public. Don't play this in public.
They've had enough,
skip like 3 minutes ahead. I jack my dick on your back. I slept with you in bed. Fuck your knowledge, bitch. I've been all pro before I even knew. You hit me up online, bitch, crying I didn't hit you up. You never left my house since you had hotel. You feel asleep on my couch. Fuck out of here, my baby mama. Trick your dumb ass. Blast me, you're a failure. Telling everybody you own a gym. What you gonna blast? Don't fucking write my phone. Lying bitch. Thought it was easy to get a come up. Using God Elias, a fake ass hoe. You and your mama thought y'all hoes had a come up. Fuck out of here. Don't write my team. And I'm so sorry if I'm reading it so badly. It's just that it's so badly written. If an athlete actually wrote this. If Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, if they said this was a Kentavious Caldwell-Pope written email, I believe it. Thanks for giving us control of your life for 3 weeks. Next time you and your mama plot in on a come up, make sure you all hoes pick the right man, dumbass hoes. Maybe somebody you already fuck, your mama controlling your life like she gonna help the come up. You failed at gymnast, you a nobody.
Don't say the word.
We laugh. Oh my god. We laugh about this shit. Me bussing on your back. I'll let him know when I'm bored. You a disgrace to little girls. You a failed gymnast living in the past at your mama house with your mama. Lucky I showed you around. You're welcome. My baby mama know you a weak bitch. No, a weak bitch when she spot one. You played yourself.
That first so, line hit me. Like
I, yeah,
a brick
no,
wall.
No, no, no. I'm telling you, man. I jack my dick on your back is a bar. And if that is a real quote, Antonio Brown, I do not stand, but Jesus.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Talk about burying the lead, man.
God, Playboy Cardi, use this in your next cipher.
But, dude, oh, man. Okay, well, wild times. Hopefully, and, you know, this is a pretty serious matter. I mean, sexual allegations, so.
Hopefully it's not true, which means nobody was harmed.
But, yeah, let's hope that's not true. And, yeah, hopefully we find out the truth and who knows. But
two last notes.
Interesting email.
Before we move on to the players of the week, Joshua Dobbs traded to the Jaguars. Demaryius Thomas traded to the Jets.
Hey, man, Demaryius Thomas was cut, and he signed,
traded.
And Bill Belichick Patriots got value out of nothing.
For no reason.
There's no reason he should get value for Demaryius Thomas in 2019.
They got a six-round pick, which means they just acquired their new quarterback.
Yep. All right, well, now after he'll sponsor it. He's not sponsoring it. Well, now for our non-sponsored segment. Oh my God. Flex tape, flex seal. That's a lot of damage, player of the week.
Not sponsored.
Hey, we're not sponsored, but not sponsored by Phil Swift and flex tape, flex seal. I'm Rusty. It's week one. It's like it's our second week
Rusty
through this podcast
like the,
again.
Rams offense, but it's okay.
But all right. So I'll start off with my player of the week, which I mentioned him earlier. It's Sammy Watkins stepping
the
up.
The Lizard King?
9 receptions, 198 yards, 3 touchdowns. I mean, for somebody who's been, I guess, disappointing for most of his career outside his rookie season, maybe the Chiefs just know how to use him well. And last season, he was banged up a lot. But he was solid when he played. But now that Tyreek Hill's hurt, it's nice to see that they have somebody other than Kelce. They still have a lot of weapons, don't get me wrong, but it's nice to have a reliable receiver. And it seems like Patrick Mahomes found somebody that he can trust.
All right. I'm going to go ahead with mine so Hayden gets to go last. Somebody has to take Lamar Jackson, so I'll do it. 17 of 20, 324, 5 touchdowns. This dude threw a touchdown every 4 pass attempts. Perfect passer rating, youngest to ever get a perfect passer rating. Almost a perfect QBR, 99.4 out of 100. I mean, he hung 60 on the Dolphins. Maybe just the Dolphins, but putting 60 on any NFL team at any point is difficult.
For a wide receiver, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good for a running back.
Yeah, and a running back.
Pretty good for a tight end, too.
All right, so for my player of the week, if I was being serious with this, I would have chosen Christian McCaffrey since he did amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, since I'm not being serious with this, I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs for leading my team to the fantasy victory against
Shut up.
With a last, pretty much a last second touchdown to win the game. Oh, man. And I mean,
we got that fat dub.
Yeah, but your team, your fantasy team took that.
I'm redacting my player of the week. My player of the week is actually all 22 players that were on the field
on offense and defense. No, you're not allowed to do that. You can't redact it. So, sorry, bud. But, yeah, Josh Jacobs, 85 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pretty solid rookie debut. And leading my team to a dub against Johan, who has a worse record than someone who drafted Drew Brees in the second or third round. But yeah,
Johan has a worse fantasy record than the guy who drafted Harrison Butker in the 5th round. Round of applause.
Yeah, it's not looking good. But I would like to say one thing is that as much as Miami Dolphins suck, they have a great fight song.
Would you like to share this song?
I don't
with us?
Oh, I could sing it, but I'm not going to because my vocals aren't.
No, yeah, you mentioned it. You gotta give us a little bit of it.
I don't know why, but
I'm gonna. You
can't
the next
play
segment.
It again. It
you can
copyrighted.
Warm your voice up. It'll be the outro. We're gonna move on to the pigskin pick'em segment.
Whoa!
Oh my God! Fucking
God,
hell.
You tried to do this all the time.
Power rankings. Ugh.
You didn't even give us power rankings last week. You
I
bumped
didn't.
Your
we
one
forgot
job
to do that. So this
your
is
one
the,
job.
And,
that's
no.
We
initial
you
rankings.
You didn't get the email that you were canceled. You were not renewed for a second.
Well,
season.
Dude, I we're back. We're back.
No, you're not. You're back on a different network, I guess.
All right. I'd like to – also, like, breaking news,
the CW69. Guys.
The league has informed the Patriots that an investigation will take place regarding Antonio Brown. So, if the league is stepping in, we're not going to hear about it until 2 years from now when Antonio Brown is completely irrelevant because they are trash investigations. But –
Hayden's Power Rankings, brought to you by nobody because it's terrible.
The official NFL Power Rankings, brought to you by Roger Goodell.
Totally unofficial Power Rankings.
Hayden's B-list. There we go. Hayden's B-list. It's like Steven's A-list, except one of them.
Yes,
we
get
like
it.
One of them.
Are you boys ready?
Go ahead.
No.
Because the Cowboys are ready. That's my number five team in the
Power
Rankings.
Oh, I think you're starting for number one. I was about to have a mini heart attack.
Who says
I was about to
one?
Press cancel. I was about to say finish recording just to delete the whole podcast.
No, but I mean, Dak Prescott showing he can throw the football. I mean, of course, it's against the Giants, so everything is – this is a little, like, of guesswork still with week one, but the Cowboys come in at number five, in my opinion. Number four. As much as I hate to freaking say this, it's still the New Orleans Saints. They still have a good team, blah, blah, blah. Okay. They pulled a game out of their ass, whatever. They're the number four team. Number three, even though, like we said earlier, I have the Rams. They were pretty sluggish in their game. But I don't think there's anything you can really take away from them, especially getting a road win against who I think is a good team in the Panthers. So that's why I have the Rams at three. The Chiefs, number two team in the NFL. They still have the reigning MVP last time I checked, and he balled out against a really good defense. And we all know who number one's going to be, and I don't want to say it with Johan there.
Oh, yeah! Say it! Say it!
The New England Patriots.
Woo!
New England Patriots.
With AB, well, potentially with AB, who knows if he's going to play a game. They're just at unfair Golden State levels, almost Golden State levels. So,
no, it's unfair until the Dallas Cowboys place in the Super Bowl and their D-line absolutely abuses our O-line, which they have the defense to do it, by the way. Same with the Eagles.
I mean, the Patriots aren't quite at Golden State levels, but they're getting there. They're freaking getting there, and it sucks to
they're
see.
They're damn irritating, but they are.
This is like the Warriors team, like 2017 or 2016. They have the nice veteran in David West.
I'd like to point out, this may be me, but the New England Patriots have to be the most boring team in the NFL to watch. Right?
Okay, most boring team that gets on prime time in the NFL.
You still get them fat dubs.
Watching their games are not exciting.
Well, I also think it's because they absolutely blew out the Steelers. Like when they played the Chiefs,
it was a close game.
Yeah, I'm not gonna act like that Chiefs game from last year. Like that AFC Championship game was amazing.
That was amazing. Yeah,
it was a great game.
Fuck the Patriots.
Like when the Patriots get put against the right team, they can play great games. It's just if their game plan is just beating the Steelers to obliteration, it's not gonna be a fun game. But no blowout's a fun game. Like
yeah,
I can't think
and
of the last.
The Patriots are getting blown out.
Oh, absolutely. Great.
Word of the Tennessee Titans.
And the Detroit Lions.
You're right. I forgot about that Sunday nighter.
Well, what was the Patriots record last year? Were the Patriots 12-4 last year?
11-5.
They were 11-5. Four of their five losses were the Lions, the Jags, the Dolphins, and the Titans. How? How
I can't believe you guys lost to the Titans last
how
year.
How did we? They got blown out. We by
sucked,
the Titans.
Dude. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, you guys suck and still won the fucking Super Bowl.
Four of your five losses were Lions under 500. Dolphins,
no, I think all their losses came against teams that missed the playoffs. Hold up. Titans, Jags,
I cannot
Lions.
Fathom.
Who else did they lose to? They lost to the Titans, Jags.
Did you guys beat the Bears?
Yeah. So we lost to... You guys named the four teams, didn't you? We lost to the Lions, Jags, Titans. I'm missing two.
I'll go find the team.
I know, and then the Steelers beat us in week 15. I can't think of who the other team was. But we went 11-5.
Garbage town.
We lost to four non-playoff teams. I know that for sure. I can't think of who the other team was. It's really frustrating.
Big fan.
Thank you. I don't think about the negative. I think about the positive. Like, six Super Bowls.
Gross.
Including one against your beloved Panthers.
Yeah, shut up. Are we going to find this playoff schedule?
I'm fucking working on it. Or, they lost to the Steelers. Regular
season schedule. Yeah, I know.
They this lost to the Steelers week 15.
Yeah, but...
There's four other teams. Or, yeah, there's...
Yeah, we had Steelers, Dolphins, Titans, Lions, Jags.
Oh, okay. Wow.
The Steelers are the team we're missing, bud.
Yeah.
All right. Five non-playoff teams. Pigskin pick'em time. Let's run through these things. Thursday night, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers.
Let me pull up the odds real quick. Carolina Panthers, 6.5-point favorites. Greg Olsen might play, but other than that.
After watching last, I don't give a fuck what the line is, where it's being played. I'm never picking Jameis Winston in a fucking game. Carolina Panthers, take the dub.
Yeah, I'll take the Panthers at home.
I will also take the Panthers.
All right. Buffalo Bills, New York Giants.
Yikes.
This is a game. This is happening.
I'm going to take the Bills on this one. I think that
undefeated Bills. The Bills Mafia rolls on.
I think.
Yeah.
The Saquon is the best player on the field, so I'm going to go with Saquon. That's my only logic in this one.
I don't know. I think the Giants are going to give Eli Manning a bad day. And Saquon's not – I think Saquon's will be good, but
– So the Bills – you guys think the Bills go 2-0? Well,
yeah.
The undefeated train rolls on.
I wonder how – I think for me, Josh Allen's going to be interesting that game because he should be able to do well against the defense. All right, San Francisco at Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a 1-point favorite in this game, guys.
I'm taking Cincinnati. They were really unlucky to not beat the Seahawks in opening weekend, and the 49ers benefited off of
James they looked Simpson a lot being better a on shit offense. Player.
So
I'm not gonna
a lot better on offense. Than
I'm
the
not 49ers. Gonna overreact to the Niners being trash. So I still think they are the better team. So I'm gonna go with the Niners.
I don't know. I just think that if Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't put it together against the Bucks, I don't know who you – I don't know. You have to play the Dolphins. So I think that he has to play the Dolphins to regain confidence.
Every team has to play the Dolphins to get their offense in order.
So, yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals. So me and Nick are taking the Bengals, right?
The who?
Oh, the Bengals.
The Bengals.
Bengals.
There's no A in Bengal.
Bengals.
I say Bengals.
Oh, by the way,
to improve your diction. All right.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that me and Hayden are tied with 10 points. 10 points each.
Out of week one.
Yeah, out of week one. Can I just say with 9 also points. Number one on ESPN? Number one in ESPN on overall leaderboard at picks and pick'em. 15 points. We all got screwed over by that tie.
Yeah, everybody did. Because you can't predict ties on here. Let's move on to the next game. Go in interdivisional competition. Cowboys, Redskins. Next game.
The Redskins. Stop. Cowboys 5-point favorites.
Okay. Only five?
All right. That
Johan, I'm assuming you're picking the Cowgirls.
Yeah, I'm going to take
a lot
them.
Of that line was off the success Case Keenum had against the Eagles defense. I think that's probably why.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys defense is a lot better than the Eagles defense.
It is.
Yeah.
But let's move. Los Angeles Chargers, Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chargers in this one.
Can I predict the tie?
I don't think this. I don't think it lets you. It'd be funny if they did.
It doesn't let you.
I'm trying to see. I will two pick. So the Chargers are 2.5-point favorites.
This is I guess that's I thought they'd be ranked higher because I was going to say the Lions are going to be my bold upset of the week. So
really,
I'm going with the Lions with the bold upset.
I think the Chargers win this one.
I don't know. I could see the Lions playing this game, but I'll go with the Chargers.
All right.
I'll pick the Chargers on this one. Minnesota, another divisional rivalry. The Minnesota Vikings visit the Green Bay Packers.
Wait, there's a bunch of divisional matchups this week. Shit.
Yeah.
Packers 2.5-point favorites at Lambeau, and I agree with Vegas.
They're 2.5-point favorites. Yep. I figured they'd be like 1-point favorites.
I think the home Packers field at home.
Yeah, home field's three, but I thought it was going to be like one, maybe a pick 'em.
I think. For me, this is a 50-50 game.
Yeah, it's a pick 'em.
Kirk Cousins is not in prime time, so I'm going to go with Cousins.
Daytime Cousins sounds like a never mind.
Stop. That's a cute Let's little... not go there.
I, too.
Roll Tide.
Alabama occasionally.
Yikes.
daytime cousins. Wait,
so who'd you guys pick?
I'm going to pick the Minnesota Vikings going this.
Okay, I see Nick's whole strategy for the year.
Pick the Packers.
Every week. If I don't pick the Packers, I can never beat this up.
I digs that pick.
All right, Johan's been banned from the podcast.
All right, guys. You're done. See you next week.
Seconds.
I'm so sorry. All right, well, yeah, I'm taking the Packers. Take a lot. Am I the only one that wants that's picking the Packers?
Yep.
Ooh, Nick thinks the Packers are going to win. He just doesn't want to pick them.
No, I actually don't. No. I don't want to jinx them. I don't think they're winning this game. But...
All right.
I've already picked my every game on the Packers schedule. This is a game I had them losing. But I also have them starting 0-3. So.
Next up, the Titans. And the Titans host the Indianapolis Colts. 3-point favorites, the Titans, at home.
Oh, man. This is a 50-50 game, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Titans defense looked really good last week.
I kind of want to see the Titans go 2-0, so I'm just going to pick them based off that. But there's no.
I'm going to pick the Indianapolis Colts because I feel like they really got the short end of the stick against the Chargers. I want to see them win. Brissett deserves a win.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Colts in this one. Alrighty. They're much better than the Titans, in my opinion.
I think they are.
I don't know how the fuck Marcus Mariota puts up that does that well away. Oh my god, him and Jameis, right. Bro, they're frustrated.
Move on to all right. Hey.
Oh yeah, there it is.
Patriots gonna win next.
Hold up, I'm trying to see what the line is. Isn't it 19?
Shut up.
I'm 17 sorry. Last time I saw
the Patriots are 18.5-point favorites.
That is a massive. That is.
I'm not taking spread. That. I'm taking the Dolphins all god, day
in
on
the
that.
NFL. That's a spread.
That's like a college. That's the Army Dude. Michigan spread. That should have been the Army Michigan spread.
Goodness.
Oh man. My god, that is Dolphins, disgusting. Dude.
My dad's not watching football this year. He told me he's taking a year off.
I don't blame him.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I'm gonna. You know
they've
what?
They've been rebuilding for 2 decades.
They've been rebuilding since Marino left, bro.
God, man, you hate to see it. Arizona Cardinals, Baltimore.
They had that right 1 year with Chad Henne in like 2008.
We don't talk about Chad Henne.
When they won the division.
Chad Henne's name will not terrorize this podcast up anymore. Baltimore Ravens, Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, no. Kyler's going to learn what playing in the NFL is like. I think the Ravens would.
Goodness, the Ravens have 2 easy games to start the year. Go ahead and
check
get
the
them
week
away.
3. I believe they have 3 easy games. They're pulling the Alabama schedule.
So I'm assuming we're all picking the Ravens here.
I'm taking it. 13.5-point favorites.
They have an easy
at home.
Week 3 opponent. They played the Chiefs.
Yo, 13.5-point favorites at home, bro. It's gonna be an interesting one. Yeah, if Kyler struggled against, if they struggled against the Lions, they're for sure gonna struggle against Baltimore.
Well, they over under on Kyler Murray interceptions.
2. I think he's gonna throw 2.
All right. Well, next.
So what
up,
if I set it at 2, then over or under?
I'm taking the exact on it.
You can't.
Set it at 1.5. I'm taking the under.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks, Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's a good. This should probably be the game. Sunday night game instead of Eagles Falcons.
I'm picking the bounce back game.
No, I'd rather see Eagles Falcons.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. But I'd like seeing Carson Wentz play. My fantasy QB. That's my quarterback.
So
I think the Seahawks won.
Nah, the bounce back game for Pittsburgh.
The Seahawks allowed a lot to Andy Dalton.
Yeah, you got almost 500 yards to the Red Rifle.
And I mean, that's concerning, but I don't know, man. I don't like doubting Russell Wilson ever. He's one of the only quarterbacks that I just can't ever doubt. He's so good.
3, 2, 1.
My God, I'm taking the Seahawks in this one.
Alrighty.
Wait, who'd you take, Hayden? I know
Seattle.
Okay. All right. Well, next up.
Wait, what was the line for that game? Before you.
2.5
for the Steelers.
3.5. 3.5 Steelers.
Ooh,
yeah.
3.5 for the Steelers. Okay.
All right. Let's move on. The Jacksonville Jaguars and Houston Texans battle of the
Texans. Winless. Texans 8.5-point favorites.
Yikes! That's high.
That's high. I would take the under on that line, but I am going to pick the Texans.
Yeah, I am too.
Also pick the Texans,
but I'm so concerned for Deshaun Watson's health. Next up.
Kansas City Chiefs. I don't care how damn good the Raiders look. Kansas City.
Yep, I'm taking Kansas City.
I'll take Kansas City, too.
Kansas Chicago. City, 8.5-point favorites, by the way.
I take the over. I'm taking the over. The Raiders just lost
another corner. I would take the over. I think Kansas City wins by 2 touchdowns.
I'm going to go Chicago Bears, Denver Broncos.
Chicago 2.5-point favorites on the road. Vic Fangio playing his former defense.
Bad offenses versus good defenses.
Yeah, but any Joe Flacco-led offense sucks. I'm going to take – I think Chicago figures it out. I think they do a lot better on offense this week.
How many total points are scored in this game, do you guys think?
Less than 20? Right now, hold up.
So no, not less than 20. It's probably going to be
– So right now it's at 40. 40.5 is the is what they have it at. That's
way too high.
I take that.
I'll take – if I think that – if I had to pick a score for this, I'd go 24-10 Bears, man. I think they're going to manhandle Flacco.
I don't think – the Broncos are notoriously hard to beat at home. I mean, I'm not going to pick Mitchell Trubisky over Super Bowl MVP quarterback.
I'm so sorry about his historic postseason in, 2012 when –
I'm picking the Denver
Broncos. Wait, do the Broncos have a team – the most players with Super Bowl MVPs with Von Miller and Joe Flacco? Is there another team with two? Oh, well, I guess Edelman.
New England. Yeah. But,
okay, other than them, because New England's not even fair.
But the team has won 2 Super Bowls.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we won 2 Super Bowls in the last 3 years, man. Fuck off. We need you to. Yep.
Chicago's
going to win. Okay, so 2 Chicagos and I picked the Broncos.
Yeah, cool. I'll take the Bears. The
Drew Brees revenge tour continues. New Orleans Saints, Los Angeles Rams. They return not so much to the scene of the crime, but the culprits of the crime.
Rams, 3-point favorites at home.
The culprits of the NFL, then.
So I think Jared Goff, this is the perfect game for Jared Goff to play a lot better because they're going to need to score a lot of points. It's going to need to be a high-scoring affair because I think the Saints will pull it up a lot of points. I think it'll be an amazing game. I don't know why that's not the Sunday nighter.
Yeah, it really should be. How is this a 425
game? And what sucks more is that we got to watch Joe Buck for this game. Yeah. As opposed to – who's does Romo get the Bears? No.
Cook.
Romo probably gets the Chiefs game.
Yeah, Romo doesn't get the call the national game. Too straight.
But, it's going to be an interesting game. I think, hey, man, revenge games, bro. You got to, I think that the Saints are, I think they're going to, lose. I think I'm picking the Rams for this one.
I'm picking the Rams, too.
I'm taking the Rams, bro. How emotional you got to be that all your fans show up as referees to the game?
I know. What?
I'm pretty sure the Saints had different chances.
I'd love to picture how any of us would act if that happened to our teams. Just think about
I'd still be around. No, I've seen my team get screwed over a couple of times.
Would I wear ref jersey to this
damn mouth?
Bro. No. I have to go through the Deflate Gate. You don't understand how annoying you are.
Oh, the bandwagon Pats fan with 6 rings complains about conspiracy theories.
I do.
I see. Hey, get a load of this.
We need to end. We need to end this.
Smells like fresh, steamy bullshit.
Who doesn't love getting loads?
Let's finish this up. Eagles, Falcons. I'm picking the Eagles. Fuck the Falcons.
Wait, so who do we all pick for the Saints? Oh, did you pick the
Rams? I picked the Saints.
Oh.
Because they got robbed last time. Rams. They deserve to win.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of thinking about it. I'm like, revenge game.
You've already locked it in. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm switching my pick. You can't
do that.
I'll stay strong with it. You're right.
Philadelphia Eagles, Atlanta Falcons. What y'all two doing?
So Eagles 1.5-point favorites on the road, by the way.
As they should be.
I think that the Falcons put it together. Of course, on offense.
Johan, they'll be a lot better. 5, like the Falcons are going to turn it around.
Okay, well, I think they'll turn it around at home against a secondary that Matt Ryan should be able to do well against. So I'm going to take the Falcons.
This isn't even me disliking the Falcons. I don't think they win. I think the Eagles are the much better team.
I believe they are too. That's why I picked them. Johan, pick a damn team.
I said the Falcons.
Okay. Yeah, final game of the week. Cleveland Browns, New York Jets. The Cleveland's first win.
Browns 2.5-point favorite.
Yeah, it's almost the anniversary and they of course play the same team.
So, except the Jets aren't home this game.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm going to pick the upset, and I'll take New York Jets. Cleveland's going to start 0-2.
Wow. See,
Baker Mayfield can be backed into a corner on this one.
I went against Cleveland last week. I will not go against them this week. I think they turn it around. I think they realize that they're a better team than what they showed last week.
I've been there, too. I just think they've been overblown.
Let's see. Odell back at MetLife.
Wearing his $200,000 watch.
The Richard Mille. It is not playing, though.
$200,000, and it's made of plastic.
It's an athletic watch, buddy. You pay for the name.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take the payment's worth a gun in this one.
So, Maybach with the wood grain.
All right, guys. Let's pick the score. I think the Browns win it. I want to go 25.
Ooh. How the hell are you getting 25?
I don't know. I just think of a random number.
Hey, Monday Night Football can be wild at times.
Yeah. Y'all remember when Thursday Night Football was the absolute worst thing that the NFL did? Like, a few years ago. Like, 2 years ago. I think last year was the first time that Sunday Night Football – or Thursday Night Football was good.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to take the Browns 24, and I'll take the Jets getting – I'll go 24 to 14.
I'm going to say 34 to
– 34?
30, yikes.
23. Of course, and then I said the Browns would win. So.
And I'm going to take the New York Jets 26 to 23.
Why did it just – okay, I thought it's a 24 to 14 when I locked in my picks.
All right,
well, this has been an extremely long episode of – oh, I'm running 260,000 for my
– hour 30 minutes.
We're just providing good, deep commentary.
Yeah, man.
All right. Thank you for listening. We'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye.